because it is of the nature of renunciation. There is no element of desire in that love divine. Devotion is this divine love. There is complete renunciation. Renunciation means these literally giving up things, you know. It's not, again, like I said, don't say I don't care. No. I have a lot of people in my world who just keep on saying, you know, I don't care about this. I just want to leave everything and go away. I don't want to bother my head about it. Oh, by the way, that is not called renunciation. It means you are very attracted to the world. It means you want to be in this world. When you say, I don't want to be, you see, understand one thing. Any person who says this is black in color is comparing it to white, isn't it? There are always two things, isn't it? If I say, I don't want this world, it is comparing to I want this world. I don't like someone. So there is always this comparison happening consistently. There is always the other part to it, isn't it? Now here in case of the devotee of God, this is the strangest part. He has renounced. His job is renunciation. There is nothing in this world which attracts him. The attraction of these worlds are too many, isn't it? Right from the beautiful places the world has got. Like say the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, Taj Mahal, you know. You go to America, there are some beautiful places. You go to Canada, you go to Australia, you go to New Zealand. The whole world is such a beautiful place. For the devotee, it doesn't really matter. He doesn't say, I want to go here or I want to go there. He can be just sitting in his room. Social distancing, social. You see what we are talking about? He may be just sitting in his room. He is not even bothered. He has done renunciation. The devotee of the Lord, one who has this love divine, this love of his is like this renunciation. And there is no element of desire. The funniest part is, I want to see God. You know, this is one thing which I have always seen in every person that has come to me. I want to see God. You want to see God. How does your God look like? Oh, he is written in the scriptures. No, he has got those four hands. He's got those beautiful eyes. He's got such a nice face. He's got beautiful hair. He stuck one feather in his hair. Oh, is it? Think. What am I saying? I love that kind of a picture. I want to see that God. Which God is that? Krishna. Or maybe somebody will say, I like to see Bal Krishna. Baby Krishna. How does the baby Krishna look like? He's blue in color, by the way. Oh, baby Krishna is blue in color. You know, some child who is called the blue baby is gone. I hope you understand. English. Okay, and what does he do? Oh, he runs after all these gopis. Is it? And then what does he do? He has got one flute in his hand, you know. And what does he do? He just runs around naked all over the town. Oh, is that how Krishna is? Okay. Oh, you want to see that Krishna? Or you want to see the grown-up one? You want to see Shiva. Now, how does Shiva look like, by the way? Oh, he's that great guy, you know, nice muscled guy, literally. And he sits in meditation, eyes closed. There's a third eye over here. He's got those hairs tied up over here. There is a waterfall coming from top of his head, which is called the Ganga River. That image you want to see. Or you want to see the person who comes with the, you know, the bull. Is that the one that you want to see? He comes with a lady sitting in front of him. Parvati Amma. That's the God you want to see? I want to see Lakshmi. How is she dressed? She's dressed in the best of Nalli silks, by the way. Is it? She's dressed in the best of the silks? Don't they have some other kind of texture or a fabric in their heavens? Why silk only? It's written in the scriptures. I mean, think about it. You are carrying your girlfriend's photograph in your purse. Okay? The girlfriend was maybe 5 years ago. She had taken one very nice photograph. She had got it from one, you know, nice photographer. And you want to see the same person now, 5 years later or 10 years later? Does it look like that? So what God do you want to see? It's your wild imagination. You have seen some picture and you want to see some God somewhere like that. That is called a desire. My desire to see that God. Every person who is born, who has got a body, wants to see another God who has got a body. Do you get this point? Don't you know that anybody who has a body is only Maya's creation? Maya. I just now, you know, when we started this satsang, I told you all that you are saying is connected to Mother Nature. If Mother Nature wants to design a God which is totally like an alien creature, why will you not accept him? You see, in India, we praise even the rat, a tortoise. We pray to him. We pray to the bull, we pray to the cow, we pray to the pig, we pray to every creature on earth. A peacock? Oh, when you look at a peacock and you say, oh, that must be Krishna's, or it must be belonging to Kartike Swami. We are praying to all these things. And this thing which you are talking about, which every person comes and asks me, actually they don't ask me, they demand of me. I want to see God. What God are you talking about? You see, if God comes in the form of some strange person, okay, and stands in front of you, you won't recognize him also. And you think God is going to come carrying one bull over here, okay, walking down the street with bull and Parvati Ma with him and Ganesha sitting over there, and he's going to come and knock on your door and say, see, I am God. They showed it in some movie and everybody was, you know, making fun of it. I don't understand. Why are people making fun of it? It is somebody's creation. The desire to see God is very, very strange. It is a desire. That is what he says. A devotee of God has no element of desire. He doesn't even want to see God. Think what I am saying. The greatest of the sages, the greatest and the greatest of the sages ever. Yesterday I told you story of Kabir, isn't it? Mirabai. You think she saw Krishna anytime in her life or what? Never. In Maharashtra we have Tukaram Maharaj. You think Tukaram ever saw God? Never. Yeah, of course his wife saw it. He never saw. Take any sage for that matter. Now Sai Baba is also a sage, isn't it? You think Sai Baba saw some God somewhere? No. Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he said, you know, I used to talk to mother. So when Vivekananda asked him, Narendra his name was, he says, I want to see God. He says, go, see. What did he see? Just white light. Let me assure you this, it is still a desire. A devotee of God, a devotee of God who is intoxicated in love doesn't have even this desire. You know Krishna what he does when a person has no desire? And I'm not joking about this. This is the truth. When there are no desires, the Lord will come and stand in front of you. How is he going to be dressed? Don't ask me. When he comes and stands in front of you, I don't know how he's going to be dressed. He could be dressed like a plain bhikari also, you know, somebody on the roadside. Or he might be a dog. There's a story of this dog, you know, who came and ate the food in Sai Satcharitra. So these kind of things happen. The person has no idea about any desire whatsoever. If you have a desire, I want to see God, I want to attain realization, I want to do this and I want to do that. You are not a devotee. You are some ordinary mortal who is trying to think you are some great devotee. There should be absolutely no desire. In my own world, I think I met my Gurudev just 2-3 times, that's it. Today if you ask me, do you want to see him? I'll say, no, why do I want to see him? You know the answer? He lives within me. I don't have to go somewhere to look for him. Do you get this? You don't understand this is because you still feel God is somewhere outside. You see, God is nowhere outside. He lives in your heart, which is what Narada is going to teach us. So, because of it, because of this devotion, the nature of renunciation, there is no element of desire in that love divine. In this love, there is no desire. Material, worldly people, when they say, I have unconditional love for you, some person will say to you, I love you unconditionally. Sir, he is asking you for something. There is no unconditional love in this world. Nowhere in this world there is unconditional love. Why? Because people are very self-centered. They want to be happy. And because they want to be happy, they will want something from you. It is called desire. The desire to be happy is also a desire. Remember this. I want to be happy. I want to be blissful. I want to be contented. I want to travel. I want to do this. What are you saying? I want to be next to you. What? Next to Krishna? None of these great devotees were next to him. Why? He lived in their heart. You understand this? That is the funniest part. So where is the question of being next to him? So I hope you understood this verse, this particular sutra. There are no desires and their world is literally like a renunciation. They have given up all these desires for the sake of this divine love.